Horsemen and horsewomen of all ages, you don't want to miss the Heber Valley Horse Sale April 4th and 5th at the Wasatch County Events Complex in Heber City, Utah. This event isn't just for buyers and sellers. This is a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. The activities begin Friday, April 4th, with all-day horse previews, including team roping and calf roping previews, with a trail competition, a buyer's clinic, and a tax sale. Then over 100 of the best horses will be sold Saturday morning, April 5th at 11 a.m., with both live and online bidding at HeberHorseSales.com. This will be your opportunity to buy some of the best broke multi-purpose horses anywhere. For more information, visit their website at HeberHorseSales.com or give Brent a call at 801-368-5498. That's 801-368-5498. And make plans to join us April 5th and 6th in Heber City, Utah at the Wasatch County Events Complex for a great weekend of horse-related activities and a chance to buy your next favorite horse at the Heber Valley Horse Sale.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Yeah, had a wild hair.
Oh, never mind.
Let's move on. Okay, here we go. No explanation necessary.
None.
We're moving on to some poetry.
Quickly, yes.
Baxter Black is riding along with us. I love this explanation. The title of the poem is Wilderness Wall, but it should be called Wilderness World.
If you've been losing sleep at night about the public lands, you're not alone. We're all concerned with changes wrought by man. The wilderness to have and hold is what it's all about. And we can save the wilderness by keeping people out. By Audubon, you know I'm right. It's humans who befoul the habitat of prairie dog, of elk and spotted owl, a wall. We need a giant wall to hold the riffraff back. But since they own the public lands, we'll probably catch some flack. So I propose the following, a theme park by the wall, a simulated wilderness, man-made au naturel, the next best thing to be in there. We'll call it Wilder World, a place where you can get moosed out, get badgered, skunked, or squirreled, immerse yourself in waterfowl, commune with ancient trees, and though they seem so real to you, they're all facsimiles. That's right, my friends, a theme park that's politically correct. No tame coyotes or dancing bears to lessen the effect. At Wilder World, organophobes will love our guarantee. No living thing was sacrificed to build this park for thee. Imagine trees with concrete bark beneath a glassed-in dome. Stalagmites rise from old cheese whiz in caves of styrofoam. A carbonated geyser that awaits your beck and call. Just put a quarter in the slot and watch the waterfall. And then travel down our nature trail. This ride is really neat. See hibernating bear rugs sleep and never leave your seat. See bullfrogs made of fiberglass, eye plastic dragonflies, and get the perfect snapshot, because they never blink their eyes. Ceramic deer and pop-up wolves in thrilling lifelike scenes. See automated leaping fish and bubbling brook machines, synthetic birds that lip-sync tunes and fly on hidden wires, while Bambi grazes astroturf on tiny rubber tires. And finally, as a final treat, we've one last memory planned. Our rangers, dressed in chipmunk suits, will eat out of your hand. The tour just takes an hour, but if you don't want to go. Just wait in the museum shop and buy the video. And if you're still not satisfied, when leaving you can view the posh resort beyond the wall we call Camp David 2. Plus, you'll be sleeping easier, knowing all the cash you blew will help protect the wilderness from folks like me and you.
Boy, he might be on to something.
Man,
there.
He had a talent, didn't he?
I'm telling you what.
He could paint a picture with words.
Yep. And the best part of that is it is like Winston Churchill's definition of, what the heck is the word? I can't remember the word, but his definition was diplomacy. Uh-huh. Yeah, his definition of diplomacy is being able to tell someone to go to hell and have them look forward to the trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he could.
He could.
He really
yeah,
could.
Absolutely right. So, anyway.
Anywho,
we're back to the wild hares.
Wild hares, yes.
I want you to tell these people about the conversation with the insurance company after hitting the jackrabbits.
Okay.
In the Ford Focus?
Focus, yeah.
Focus, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the Blue Dart.
The Blue Dart, yeah.
If you know
that is. This is a car that Big Brother Jim put on. He didn't get in. He put it on. But it got good gas mileage.
40 miles to the gallon, boy.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways, I would drive roughly 60, 65 miles one way morning and night to work. Well, I'm going flying down this road.
Yeah.
And there's some rabbits in the road.
Two
of them.
To be precise.
Anyways, this Ford.
Yeah.
Focus.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It's so low to the ground. Anyways, it took the whole front end of that Ford Focus off.
It trashed the car.
Yeah. Anyways, the insurance lady calls up and says, I see here you made a whatever it's called.
Claim.
Claim.
Yeah.
And you say you hit a rabbit.
Yeah.
And it did how much damage to your car? And I says, well, there was more than one rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how many rabbits were there? Two.
Uh-huh.
Two rabbits.
Right.
Well, what were they doing in the middle of the road? She asked.
And so you had to tell her.
I got the Cheshire grin on my face, and I says, well, they were fornicating. And the line went dead.
Yeah, it was a silence for a while.
So they went ahead and cut me a check for $5,000.
There was
no more questions.
No more discussion. No more questions. They were probably afraid of what you would say.
Well, absolutely.
And they were recording that for training purposes.
This may be recorded.
So now, do you suppose they used that recording in training?
I doubt very much.
They missed.
But she just keep asking and asking, well, why?
Yeah,
why?
How?
Okay, lady, I got it.
All right, here you go.
Here
it is. I'm going to spell it out for you. You know what? They missed a prime opportunity if they didn't use that for training purposes.
No kidding.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, well, that was the most kindest, gentlest way I could think of saying it.
I love it. Yep. Hey, we need to end our show.
What?
New West is riding along with us. Wild Places.
20 years of wandering and drifting with the wind. Rode for every outfit that cared to take me in. Not a dime to show for all the places that I've been. I'm traveling again. Sometimes on a quiet night when the shadows settle in, you can hear your heartbeat and the voices start again. Why'd you leave it all behind, boy, when you know it might have been? And I'm traveling. To those wild places, so high and so lonesome, it's there I can find some peace for my soul. In those wild places, the silence caresses tender kisses. So in the candlelight and soft and satin skin, sweet smell on a love night, and we swore it never end. Young lovers never stop to think the changes in the wind, but I'm rambling on again. Thought I needed time to think, room to move and grow, headed out to make a life in a traveling rodeo. Next thing I remember, I'm alone and growing old, and I'm traveling, still traveling.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Did we get her figured out?
Well, I got a wild hair.
Yes, you did.
Decided that we had better end the show.
No. Okay.
Mostly because I don't have any more research here, but that's never stopped us before. It never stopped us from ad-libbing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
I got nothing either.
Yeah.
To be right honest.
That's all right. Wild hairs.
Wild hairs. Yeah. But anyways, I needed to explain why I brought up the liquor thing.
Okay.
The hair on them ladies.
It was amazing, wasn't it? I saw the picture. I saw the picture. Holy moly. It was during Prohibition.
Oh, was it?
I think it was the one that I saw. There was a bunch of old ladies. They didn't have wild hair. They had bonnets on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was a Prohibition era picture.
Okay.
And they had a sign next to it that says that liquor that touches your lips will never touch our lips, and so forth. Yeah. But the ones you saw, they had wild hair.
They had wild hairdos, boy.
Well, think about this. All right. Back in the 1800s, mm-hmm. There wasn't beauty salons. There wasn't...
Combs were hard to come by.
Curling irons.
Curling irons.
Yeah, things like that to tame the wild hair.
Well, I have seen
a
curling iron that you can put in the chimney of a lamp.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen that as well.
It makes your hair black, but what the heck?
I've seen the ones that used to go on top of the wood kitchen stove.
Oh, yeah.
It had a holder that laid on its side, and you just set it down in there, and it got hot, and they made ringlets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they made these little, Baxter Black would say about Belinda's ringlets. Springy thingies.
Springy thingies.
That's what he called
exactly.
Yeah, exactly right.
She should have been curly.
Yeah, that's right.
Not much crazy.
Hey, we need to... Folks want to stay tuned for next
week. Really?
Yeah, that's right. Because we're going to do a tribute to our good friend, Mr. Waddy Mitchell.
That's right.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember...
Don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yeah, she got a wild hair.